You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's Dickie Dozen out in the kitchen talking to his sister Daisy.
Gee whiz, Daisy, why have I got to apologize to old Miss Hatchet?
Because Marty Ma says you got to.
Aw, keep still. Old Miss Hatchet didn't know what does is.
Oh, she knew does is a new kind of soap.
Not till I told her. I said does does everything in our wash. But she said, what's a little boy like you know about soap?
That when you sassed her back?
Heck no. I just told her I'd watched Ma does my overalls and Pa's work shirts and towels and your pink rayon lingerie and everything.
Well, Ma wouldn't make you apologize for that, Dickie. Ma says does get Pa's work shirts clean easy without any hard scrubbing or fussing with the bar soap. Why, does get dirt out all by itself. She must have said something bad.
Oh, I told Miss Hatchet it's no fun smudging up the towels now because Doug gets them so doggone white.
That's right. Ma says no soap gets her towels and sheets more dazzling white. But come on now, why is Ma making you apologize?
I tell you, I don't know. It couldn't be what I said about Doug being so swell for colors. I only said Ma's rayon dresses she washes stay pretty longer with Doug. Yet it's a regular Tarzan for the tough dirt. That's all I said, honest.
Cross your heart.
Well, I did say, if you weren't such an old dope, Miss Hatchet, you'd see Doug does everything.
Oh, well, I guess Miss Hatchet will get that apology. But cross my heart, all I want to say is, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Doug gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the grimiest clothes. Try Doug, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, it seems that all Molly Goldberg has to do is touch a little lever to reveal that Anne Franklin is a liar. Now, this is important because it's Anne who is evidently high-pressuring David's daughter into a divorce. Molly feels if she can remove Anne's influence from Florence, there is still a chance to reunite Florence and her husband. So, Molly is out to push that lever. And we can watch you do it. Listen.
I'm taking it. I hear it. I got it. I'm answering. Hello?
Yes. Yes, David. Yeah. So? So?
Who is it?
It's Mama Spencer. Jake is asking, so who am I? Yeah, so tell me quickly. You called Eugene's office, yeah? So? So what did the girl say? That's what. Yeah? That I know. She wouldn't give you Eugene's whereabouts there. I told you. Didn't I told you? Yeah? And did she say again Anne knows where Eugene is?
No. Of course.
All right, David, please don't get hysterical. Only don't get hysterical and be smarter than smart. Please, David, remember what I told you. We have to be smart and we have to remember that we have to be very nice to Anne. I'm going to think. I don't know yet. But Eugene's address and where he is, I'm going to try my best. I'll find out. I'm going to try my best. Anne knows where Eugene is. And now it's not only so important to know where he is as that Anne don't want us to know. That's the important, that's the essential. David, don't get hysterical. All right, darling. Don't worry. All right, David. Bye.
Who is it?
It's non-essential, Jake. Non-essential, David calls.
What did he want?
If I need something, if I want something, if the children... Florence, Anne, poor Madeline. Come, darling, come by Aunt Molly inside. Come. Why's everybody sitting in the cold parlor when we can be in the hot kitchen? Come, darling, I'll fix tea, I'll make cocoa. Anne, where are you? Come, everybody.
Molly.
Yes?
What is that inward excitement I observe?
Inward who?
I'm talking about you.
Me?
You.
I feel wonderful.
Molly.
Where did Grandpa go?
But where did Grandpa go?
Grandpa. Grandpa went for a stroll in the village. He just called me. He's passing the grocery store if I want something, which is what. He likes to stroll in the village. He likes to talk to the blacksmith.
Blacksmith?
Surely. The blacksmith used to have a garage, and now with so many horses in the neighborhood, he opened up his grandfather's blacksmith place. I'll take you to Marty. Yes, Paul? Yes, Marilyn? Huh?
You got a spreading chestnut tree, too?
I think so. Where's Anne?
She's upstairs. She'll be down in a minute, I guess.
Anne! Coffee, tea, milk, cocoa, rich nuts.
Anything that you make.
Oh, for milk, cocoa.
Uh-huh.
Butter, huh?
Yes, I'll take some milk.
Oh, very well.
Cocoa for me.
And cocoa for you. Marilyn, Paul, did you write to your father? I mean, a little note would be so nice to write to your father, huh?
I haven't got a pencil. You don't write letters in pencil?
I haven't got a pen.
Marley.
So why don't you ask Aunt Marley? Come here, darling. I got paper, beautiful paper, and I got a pencil, and I got a pen. Jake, where's your fountain? Give it to Marilyn.
Here, be careful.
Be careful.
Okay.
Here, right. Be very careful. Don't break.
What will you write?
Huh?
Don't say we. I know what to write.
Well, what is to write? So you write to your papa. So you write, dear, daddy, dear, when will we see you again?
Molly.
I know what to write.
So write down and write them how you like the school.
How do you spell lonesome?
Lonesome.
L.
Lonesome, you spell L. L-O-L-O. Marilyn, darling, you don't know how to spell lonesome.
Quick, I do.
Oh, so let me see if you do.
She's a worse speller than I am.
Well, if you can spell it, why don't you do it?
So sharp, please, you don't have to write lonesome. You can write, dear daddy, dear father, I miss you. M-I-S-S. And you is Y-O-U. Said lonesome, you said Y-O-U. Florence?
Yes. You're writing the father.
Is it all right? Is it, Moss? Is it?
Yes, darling. I think that would be nice.
We don't have to show our letters to Anne, do we?
What letters?
The children are writing to Eugene, Anne.
But, where will they mail it? To what address?
Mail it to the office, and when he gets back...
Oh, it would be so much nicer to send it to where he is.
But nobody knows where he is.
I know, Jake. I'm just saying.
I can't think if you all talk.
You can listen to the radio, though, when you're doing your homework.
I do,
Mom.
Oh,
stop it,
children.
Come on upstairs. You write your letter upstairs.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
Oh,
come on.
Anne. I think maybe I'll call Eugene's office just in case. Maybe Eugene calls. Maybe they know where he is now, maybe. Huh?
I don't think you should do that. If he wanted...
But I'll just see.
Mrs. Goldberg.
And what harm can it be?
I think you'd better wait.
I'll just try.
Sure. Mrs. Goldberg,
hello. I'm on Chelsea 69970.
Let me have it. I'll talk to you.
Yes, please.
I'll speak to the girl in the office.
It's all right, Anne. I don't mind.
Goldberg, you're just trying to...
Not at all.
Hello. Mrs. Goldberg,
Quiet, please. Quiet. I'm talking quiet, Flora. Just a minute. Hello? I'm speaking for Mr. Cronin's children.
Aunt Molly.
Just a minute, Flora. I can't hear. I'm on the phone. Just Mr. Cronin's children, and they're writing a letter to their father.
Why don't you let me...
Where can we send the letters?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes. Just a minute, please. I can't hear.
Aunt Molly.
Just a minute. Please, Flora. Just a minute. The children. Yes. Just where can we send it? Because the children are writing to their father. Sit down, Anne. I'll spin you in a minute. Yes? Oh. Thank you very much. Funny. They said that you're the only one that knows where Mr. Cronin is, eh?
Anne. And why didn't you tell me if you knew? You said you didn't know where Eugene was.
Did you want me to tell you he didn't want you to know where he was? He didn't want to hear any more conditions and offers and compromises? Did you want me to tell you that he said he was sick of them? Do you think I find any pleasure in telling you what Eugene said?
Anne.
Is that what you wanted me to tell you? Is that what Mrs. Goldberg wanted me to tell you? I don't understand at all the position Mrs. Goldberg's trying to put me in. I'm doing what I can for you, Florence. If you don't want me to, I'll leave. I'll leave right now.
Anne, didn't Eugene say...
He said more. But we don't have to repeat it. Unless Mrs. Goldberg is curious to hear. All I know is that it was easier for me to say I didn't know than to tell you what I've been forced to reveal. I asked you to let the children send their letters to the office. I'd have seen to it that they were forwarded. But Mrs. Goldberg wanted the truth. Well, you have it now. Is it any better than my little lie? Is it?
Well, Molly played her little psychological trick. And as a result, she can have the address now. But Molly may have to pay for this by forfeiting her plan to reunite husband and wife. You know, a listener writes that from beginning to end, she wouldn't miss a word of this program. And that reminds me of something Pa Dozen said. He told me...
I believe in seeing a job through to the finish. And Ma says that's exactly what those Duz Suds do for dishes.
That's right, Pa. Besides doing everything in the wash, Duz has everything for dishes, too. You see, this new kind of soap makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Honestly, does suds stand up through every greasy pan? No need to keep adding soap. And it's amazing how does cuts grease without hard scouring, yet does leaves hands feeling beautifully soft and smooth. That does with everything for dishes. And remember, soap contains vital war materials, so if your dealer's out of does one day, try him the next. His supply is on its way. Meantime, don't waste Duz. See that every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. At last, Molly determines that if there is a key, that key is Anne. And therefore, Anne must be found out for what she is and for what she wants before Florence will have the chance to be herself. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.